Hello and welcome to the Headache Doctor podcast. We're on this podcast. It's our mission to educate and empower everyone with headaches and migraines so that you can break free from a life of fear of your next headache or migraine and dependence on medication. In today's podcast, we have a patient interview. So this is Danielle, and her story is one that will have a huge impact on, I'm sure, a few of our listeners. She's the first one on the podcast with a diagnosis of vestibular migraine. And the reason I asked her to come on, one is she's had substantial relief, but it's the impact that vestibular migraine has on someone's life is profound. And I wanted her to chronicle her story and share her story because I know it will be encouraging to some of the listeners out there. Thank you so much for being on the podcast, Danielle.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Yeah, so let's start off. We always start off with patient interviews, just asking you to share your journey and where it all started. For the purpose of people being able to connect with that, each story is unique, but there will definitely be aspects that people will resonate with. So Go ahead and just tell us where this all started.
Okay, so this started, I've been a dental hygienist for about 10 years, and with dental hygiene, it's really hard on your neck and back and shoulders. And I got a lot of tension throughout the years, and I just kind of dealt with the pain. About 4 years ago, I started suffering from classic migraine with head pain, and I was a very active person, worked two jobs, just very social, always going out with friends and family, and you know, you get the picture, just very active. And I would take medication for my migraine and just kind of move on. But it didn't really get in the way of my life too much. And so I didn't really do anything about it. But about a year and a half ago, I started suffering from vestibular migraine and my life changed drastically. So completely.
Yeah. So tell us the difference. Like what were the symptoms that started to pile on and you're like, okay, this is worse.
Yeah, sure. So with like classic migraine, I suffered from head pain, neck pain, numbness, tingling. I had a visual aura, all your normal classic symptoms. But when I had a vestibular migraine, it was different and it was really, really scary. So I have my list of symptoms here that I'd like to read. And when this happened, I was just searching for anyone who was going through something similar, and I couldn't find it. So, I just want to share this list of symptoms. And if you're going through this, just know that you're not alone. So I had a visual aura that was different from what I was used to. I had extreme throbbing all over my head and face, but no pain. So that was very weird for me, just having no pain. It didn't feel like a migraine. My nervous system was just so angry. Then vertigo set in. So I was rocking back and forth like I was on a boat all the time. And that became very, very chronic. So it was every day, all day, and it just didn't break. And then I was having like vestibular migraine attacks on top of that. So I was having ear fullness, ear ringing. My ears were popping aggressively about 300 times a day. Sensitivity to all my senses were extremely heightened, especially like to touch. Sleep paralysis, which is so terrifying if you've had that. Like my body was going to sleep before my brain was. They weren't connected, it felt like. I had numbness and tingling. Things like brushing my hair became really difficult because my head was so tender and around my ears was so tender. So I couldn't even brush my hair. Putting on makeup, like any pressure on my face, I would have an attack. I couldn't wear glasses because around my ears was very sensitive. I would take a shower and like my skin was just like so flush and red when I would get out of the shower, and my skin texture felt different. I was having light and sound sensitivity I had never experienced. It was just on a whole nother level. I started experiencing feelings of depression. I wore earbuds everywhere if I could get them in my ears because my ears are so sensitive. But everywhere I went, I did have earbuds. I had like a very like hot, cold, clammy feeling when I would have an attack. I felt very weak, difficulty conversing and articulating. Like I could just not get words out for months, it felt like. Extreme tenderness on my feet and walking barefoot was just never an option. Feeling like I was going to pass out. And then the hardest part of the day was always getting into bed. So like laying down was this whole thing. I would just putting pressure on the back of my head, just flared up all of my symptoms. So I remember just like stacking pillows up and then I would lay down and then I would take one more pillow out until I was, laying down far enough to go to sleep. So those were my symptoms, a lot of different symptoms, but it was pretty crazy.
Yeah. It sounds paralyzing. I mean, mm-hmm. You were literally paralyzed.
Yeah.
As far as one of them on the list, but that's a lot of the reason why I wanted you on the podcast because, and for the listeners, if you're dealing with, I mean, that level of debilitating pain and a mm-hmm. whole slew of symptoms, because pain was just. You actually said you didn't, like pain wasn't even that big of a deal.
Yeah, I didn't have pain the first 8 months of this, which like it made me question migraine so much. I was just like, is this a migraine? Like I have no pain. And then the pain started, you know, creeping back in about 8 months later.
Okay.
So
through this journey, when you would go see providers, tell us about your interaction with the different providers that you saw.
Sure.
And then if any of them provided a sense of hope or if it was just like no explanation, mm-hmm. what was kind of the feel of things?
Yeah. So I saw a lot of different providers and I'm going to list them here. I saw three neurologists at first and I saw an ENT, an ophthalmologist, endocrinologist, gynecologist, chiropractor, functional medicine doctor, primary care physician. And then I ended up here. Yeah, so my first neurologist that I went into, she, I remember being so, so sick. I was just rocking back and forth. Like I couldn't see well. And I was sitting there and I look up at the bookshelf and I grabbed a book that said dizzy on it. And so I just grabbed it and I started reading this story about this girl who was suffering from vestibular migraine. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is me. This is what I'm going through. This is exactly what I'm going through. And so when the neurologist came in, she's like, oh, what are you reading? And I'm like, this is me. This is exactly what I'm going through. This is what I have. And she just like laughed at me, like as if it couldn't be possible or something, mm-hmm. like no way. And so the appointment was really awful and we got nowhere. And I don't even know what we talked about, but I got no diagnosis. And so the next week I went to another neurologist and got the diagnosis for vestibular migraine.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why do you think that interaction was the way it was? I mean, less of like pointing at her as a bad doctor, but like, or maybe that's an isolated scenario. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But like, what do you think the problem is that?
I just think vestibular migraine is so, it's not well understood. It's misdiagnosed, you know?
Yeah. So the next neurologist gave you the diagnosis.
She did. And then she gave me medication and kind of sent me on my way. And she said,
okay,
we'll see how you're doing in six weeks.
So it was a little better, but not, it led to medication. And,
right.
Okay.
Right.
So were you feeling, at all hopeful? Like, hey,
no,
we got a diagnosis. Okay.
Not at all. Okay. I mean, I was happy to get a diagnosis, I guess, but I just felt like she was like, okay, this is your life now. Like, this is what you have to live with. And I would just, it was so unsettling and so discouraging. And so that's when I started my research, really getting into it.
Okay.
Trying to find an answer.
Yeah. So if you would have stopped there, you would have just been kind of taking medication mm-hmm. Indefinitely. But you said, okay, I want to dig deeper. And mm-hmm. so where did that journey lead you?
Yeah, so I mean, I was offered a lot of different types of medication, medication for triple PD and this and that, and getting back on birth control. And, it didn't like sit well with me and I wanted to start a family soon. And so I just didn't want to go down the medication route because I would have to get on medication for who knows how long and then wean myself back off. And so I was just like, you know, I'm too young to like give up and this just can't be the answer. So And I was honestly, I was just too sick to even research. So I had a really good support system that did a lot of research for me. And we came across your podcast and it was a lifesaver. And we came across the podcast of Vestibular Migraine. And that just really changed my life. I was like, oh my gosh, like this guy knows what I'm going through. This is where I need to be. I felt so much hope. And, you know, I was looking on social media quite a bit for anyone who had anything, knew anything about dizziness. And so I started following everyone that knew stuff about dizziness, and it quickly took over my newsfeed, which was not very healthy because it quickly became my life. And, you know, I noticed that everyone that I followed, like I would get anxiety, you know, about some of the things that they would post. And I would just feel like, oh gosh, like this is my life now. This is my title. Like, I don't like this. And I noticed that every time that Dr. Taves posted something on Novera Headache Center Instagram, like I was always just left with hope. I knew it wasn't going to give me anxiety. I knew it was going to be helpful. And so that's what really drew me to Novera Headache Center. And yeah, I felt like you guys just, you know, gave me hope.
So, yeah, yeah, that's very kind. I mean, that's intentional. So it's nice to hear, like, mm-hmm. that's what's happening. It's a little discouraging to know, like, it sometimes feels like we're the only ones providing this type of mm-hmm. hope, which it drives us to continue to grow and get the message out, which your story is going to be very helpful in that. I'm wondering if you can speak to, we've talked about this, but speak to the different things maybe that you heard that were positioned as this is helpful information. But when you think back on it, it's like, wait, no, that actually, that made things a little worse, or it made my anxiety worse. Like, what are some of the specifics? Because I'm sure people listening have heard same things.
Yeah. So, I mean, I started having issues with my upper neck and arms and cervicogenic dizziness. And so I was talking with some providers and I was saying, you know, should I go to the chiropractor? And they were like, no, I wouldn't do that. You know, that'll make you dizzier. And no, I wouldn't get physical therapy. Like, you know, if you don't let your nervous system calm down, you'll just get dizzier. And if you do, you know, get dizzy, like you have to get back down to your baseline dizziness like within 10 seconds or else you'll be super dizzy for a long time. And so I just like all these things, I was just like, oh my gosh, like I don't know what to do. Like I felt like everything was going to make me worse. And so it just created so much anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the dynamic of you reached out or your mom reached out. I don't remember the order, but even over the phone, and we laughed about it a little bit, but it was like we had multiple conversations of trying to sort of peel back the layers of anxiety that was preventing you from moving forward into or just exploring an avenue that, you know, has proven to be helpful. But it's sort of, so, and maybe that works for people. I would imagine it has to, otherwise that advice should stop, right?
Right.
Was it something where like, okay, you try that and it feels like, okay, that didn't work. And then there's just no solution past that.
Yeah. Say that again.
Yeah. So when you were told like, get back to your baseline.
Oh, get back to my baseline.
Yeah. Okay. When you're told get back to your baseline within 10 seconds. And I think it's the same with medication. Like it's like, here's a sliver of hope. And then when it doesn't work, you're like, oh, like, what do I do now? And that's where like, we need to keep problem solving. And
right.
So anyways, just, is that kind of the experience?
Yeah. I mean, when I would try things out, I would get dizzier. And so I was like, in the past, like anytime I would touch my neck or do this or that, or for example, like washing my hair in the shower, like that would make me so much worse. So yeah, I mean, I all this anxiety just just came up and I was like, how am I going to get to Novera Headache Center and how are they going to do physical therapy on me when I can't even like touch my own neck?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything I tried was just not working. We weren't getting to the root of the problem. So.
Yeah. As far as the origin of all of this, I'm curious, and this is something I ask everyone, like, what was your intuition or was it ever explained? And then what was in your head of like why you were in this situation?
So I thought that this happened, like why I got a vestibular migraine. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Like yeah. What migraine and then vestibular migraine. Yeah. Like what was your explanation for this?
Yeah. So, okay. I did full transparency. I did a few things that I believe threw me way over my threshold. And that was, I was on an antibiotic for my stomach. So, you know, one, my gut bacteria is off. And then I got off birth control. So my hormones are, you know, off. And then I went and got Botox around my eyes. And I think that it was just too much for my body to handle. So that was my explanation. You know, I woke up the next day and all these symptoms started. And my face was just stinging horribly. And you know, so I told this to the doctors and, you know, they didn't really confirm it, but that's why I think this happened. And they didn't really have a good answer for me either of why this was happening. They didn't really know.
So. Yeah. And then when we, and all that, and I told you, like a lot of people, their symptoms start with, they got sick, they got COVID, mm-hmm. They had some shift in their hormones. They mm-hmm. started or got off birth control.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't have to be like, I fell and hurt my neck. Like it's almost never that.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to connect to in your story is I think in hindsight, it's clear, but we've talked about like your job as a dental hygienist, right. Like there's a crazy amount of stress and you're leaning mm-hmm. to the left or right or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Your head's down all day trying to see into patients' mouths and you're just bent in all these weird positions. And, you know, to be honest, my ergonomics were just not great. It's mm-hmm. really hard to have, you know, to sit perfectly with dental hygiene. So yeah, all that tension build up throughout the years for sure. That was a big part of it.
Yeah. Okay. So when you... I think we've been interacting with you for a while. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been here 6 weeks now doing treatment.
6 weeks. Yeah. When did you first reach out?
It was probably about a year ago.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a while ago. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, 6 weeks ago when you first came in, it was like, we could tell you were dizzy. Like you just looked like you couldn't mm-hmm. focus, like you're eyes, you know, were kind of all over the place. You were hesitant walking, like movements were very slow, transitions mm-hmm. were super slow. You didn't want to move your head or neck.
I couldn't even hold my water bottle. Like,
yeah, yeah, yep. Your mom had to carry everything. Yeah. So anyway, I what were your initial thoughts like starting the process? It's always fascinating because it's like, you know, it's yeah. a big commitment, come out here. And right. Sometimes I'm like, are people thinking like, wow, they're just like pushing on my neck. What is this going to do? Or yeah. like, what did you feel?
So when I came out here, first off, I couldn't fly because I was having such issues with my ears. So my parents actually drove me out here. And I have never been more nervous in my entire life for anything.
Mm, okay.
And I thought, okay, like I can't even, you know, again, touch my neck, touch my shoulders without it flaring up. Like, is this just going to backfire? But I knew I had to try this. And so I knew it would go one way or the other. And I came in so nervous. And I think I sat down and I'm like, look, I have all this anxiety. This is what's going on. And you were just so kind and you know, reassured me that you thought I was in the right place. And I remember you saying like, you know, regardless of your migraine diagnosis, I feel like I can help you. And, you know, I had listened to a lot of like success stories and patients who had been better in like 2 weeks. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I don't think that's going to be me. Like, there's just no way. And, I came in and you were just like very honest with me. You're like, look, like you have a lot of neural tension. This is going to take a lot of time. This is going to take a lot of work. And, you're just very real with me. And I really very much appreciated that. And, Yeah, you just made me feel very comfortable. And I came in and that first appointment, I tolerated it very well. Mm-hmm. And I did go home. About an hour later, I did get a little dizzier, but I was fine. I did well. Day two, I was sore. Day three, I was sore. Day three, I remember I couldn't use my arms very well. And when I did, I would get dizzier. I would get all these pinched nerves in my neck and in my back. And so I remember day three, I washed my hair and it was amazing because I didn't feel like I was going to fall over and hit my head on the ground in the shower. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. And so then day four, the soreness was kind of going away in my neck and it's not bad at all. I mean, if you suffer from migraines, you know what intensity is. So that soreness from the treatment is not bad. And then I just felt like I just kept coming more alive each week and my personality kept, coming out more and more. And, I was able to go on walks and gosh, I went to the zoo yesterday in Colorado Springs and walked around and that is not something I would have done 6 weeks ago. I wouldn't have even tried that. So, it's just really incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, our zoo that you pay for, right?
Yeah, yeah. We have a free zoo in St. Louis, so.
Yeah, so from a provider perspective, you're one of several people that I've interviewed or just talked to that it's interesting because it's less of the you did this technique,
mm-hmm.
right? And so people... I don't know. I think it's a fair question. It makes sense to ask what specifically are you doing that's different? And we do things that are different. I've explained those in other podcasts, focusing on movement, upper part of the neck, physical therapy, applying this approach. But the thing that has the most impact on people is just this difference in, communicating one confidence, but also hey, we can help these symptoms. We've done it before, mm-hmm. and we've done it a lot. Mm-hmm. When people first started coming out from out of state, I was pretty nervous. I was like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? I mean, you have less control over the amount of time, and you don't know if they're going to be super sore, or if it's going to flare it up, or if they're going to be mad at you. But it's we've done this. With dozens of patients, I don't know the number off the top of my head. And I've learned that if we lead with confidence and just this is what we know and we give it mm-hmm. to people in a way that's I can understand that. And we're not over promising. We're just giving you some hope.
Yeah.
That works. And it's almost that in itself is a form of treatment. You start to realize I don't have to just be in this for the rest of my life. And that belief, I think, is super helpful.
Yeah, that was one of the first things you told me too, is you don't have to live like this. This doesn't have to be your title. This doesn't have to be your life. And I was okay, sign me up. I felt the most hope when I came in here and everyone was just so compassionate and so caring and I felt heard and it was great. And I did treatment every single day, which I was oh my gosh, am I crazy for doing this? But it worked well. And I would the weekends would roll up and I'd be where's my treatment? I want it. I started craving it because it did feel good after a while, after you get through that initial soreness. And it's intense, but it's really incredible. You guys press on nerves that you didn't even know existed and you're oh wow, that is there's tension there. So yeah.
Yeah. As far as what you just said was that I told you, you don't have to live like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said it on the podcast before, but I was encouraged by our conversation because one thing I've said and has just not sat well with me is this idea of migraine as the diagnosis, which is really just saying you have a disease, mm-hmm. which just feels this is who I am. Yeah. I'm just someone with migraine. And I just have never liked that term. That's why I put an S on the end and say you had a migraine or you have migraines. These are episodes of, whatever symptoms you experience, and it's treatable. And so you said you were encouraged by that. Just, I want you to voice that.
Absolutely.
Again.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't like that title, and I just felt like a weight lifted off of me when you said that. And everyone else had just told me that, yeah, you're going to have to live with this title. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
As far as, whenever we have people on the podcast, I'm careful to, like, almost every time it's a patient that is to the point where they're like, my life has changed and I still have like some things I'm working through, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not 100%. And I, like, our product is not selling 100% and then you never have to see us again. So,
but I am so much better and it's working. So,
yeah,
you know,
and that's what I want you to speak to. I want you to speak to like what's better. But what's the journey left? Like what are you, still kind of dealing with, but, almost in a sense of like from where you are to now and in 6 weeks, like that's incredibly hopeful. So speak to that. But it's almost like bring it down to like, oh, this is maybe it sounds too good to be true, but like it's believable. Like here's the journey and here's where I am type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, again, when I walked in, I couldn't use my arms. And so, you know, as the weeks went on, again, like I think it was like day three, I could use my arms and I couldn't believe it. But yeah, this journey has just been really incredible. I feel like at home, I can cook again. I can brush my hair. I can take care of myself. My, like 6 weeks ago, my quality of life was just terrible. I mean, I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't look at my phone. I had to leave my job. I don't know if I mentioned that. I couldn't work. I would just sit at home all day and I could barely walk. And like now I'm walking, I'm doing all the things, taking care of myself. And I have my independence back. And I honestly can't even believe I'm sitting here saying this. But it does work. It gets to the root of the problem. It's not medication. And just so shocked by it all, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. And praise God. I mean, it's, we're being faithful with, something that has been put in front of us. And, it's a blessing to be able to have people entrust us with something as valuable as like your quality of life and like, hey, I've tried all these different things and nothing's worked. And then to be able to then take another step and trust us when you're in that phase of the process.
Right.
Yeah. We don't take that lightly. So,
I mean, you know, my future, I go back home. I'm from St. Louis, but I go back home this weekend. I've been here for 6 weeks and, they've set me up with really good exercise regimen for home. And I feel like you guys are just setting me up for success at home. And I'm hopefully going to make much more progress over the next couple of weeks here.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I, I guess what I'd want to end on is, anything else that you feel like is important for the listeners to hear, but, any sense of encouragement. And, if there's someone listening to this that has a vestibular migraine, it's like, oh my goodness, that's me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any last words?
So yeah. Oh, I also want to say like, I'm weaning off of my migraine preventative I feel confident to do that now, which is crazy. I have had to take in 6 weeks, I've had to take my rescue medication one time, which blows my mind. Beforehand I would take, you know, I would take it once or twice a week. And I've only had to take it one time in the 6 weeks. And that was right around like when my hormones were fluctuating. So, if you're suffering from this, just know that you're not alone. No, you don't have to live like this. If you can get here to Novera Headache Center, don't hesitate at all. Just do it. And yeah, just know that you're not alone. I mean, I know that deep, dark place that you're in when you're so dizzy. Dizziness is so debilitating. It's so debilitating. And, just really lean into the people around you. That's kind of what I did. I told people around me what I needed and they really helped me and they helped me find Novera Headache Center. And yeah, just keep the hope. Just do not lose hope. I needed somebody to tell me that so badly that, you know, I just couldn't believe that this would be you know, better someday. And it is. And so, yeah.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is, again, we, it may feel like we sort of handpick and I did, want you to share your story, like I said, because of the vestibular migraine diagnosis. But we have, we've had many people with vestibular migraine as a diagnosis. And these, when you hear these stories, so I'm talking to the listener now, or if you're watching on YouTube, if you're hearing these stories and you're thinking like, these are one-off events, it's not. Like this is what we do every day and we love it. And I'm so passionate about it because it changes lives. And it pains me to like know that there are like we're this little tiny, you know, clinic in Colorado Springs. And there's just so many people that are suffering like this that don't need to. And it's like only a matter of weeks to months, like that you'll feel better. So, if you're listening to this, I want you to take action, call us, go on our website and book a visit. We can work with you virtually. We can, start that process, even if you're out of state. But of course, if you're in state, if you're down the street, yeah, no excuse. Come in and let's start this journey. And, for all the listeners or viewers, like continue to share this, leave a 5-star review. I say that a lot, but it impacts, what we're doing and it helps it pop up and people search they're in pain and they search like headache podcast and it's us. And that's fantastic, because it helps them. Thank you so much for listening to the Headache Doctor podcast, where as always, it's our mission to educate and empower everyone with headaches and migraines so you can break free from a life of fear of your next headache or migraine and dependence on medication. We'll see you next time.